We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To paraphrase Alec Baldwin years ago, if you recline your seat on an airplane, are you a rude, thoughtless little pig?
According to some experts, we are.
Welcome to John Timmy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
John was right that there are those that say, and I will quote this, seat reclining is one of the most irritating, inconvenient, self-indulgent habits. Reclining your airline seat is unacceptable because we've officially run out of space. It is rude and it is wrong.
So if I am in an airplane seat, say, for example, when we fly to Memphis on Friday afternoon, and I do the dastardly deed of pushing the reclining button on my seat, and I recline, I don't know what, 2 inches? I'm rude and thoughtless and inconsiderate and everything because I'm pushing the button they've provided me with?
Right. According to, it's an article in USA Today. I also saw it over the weekend. It was either Esquire magazine or Wired magazine had the same thought process that, no, we should no longer do that. Many airlines, you can't really recline the seats anyway, so it's not really an issue. I can't remember the last time someone reclined and it was actually in my lap.
Nor can I.
But apparently, just because it's there doesn't mean we have the right to use it. I disagree.
833-287-1037. Cindy is joining us. Cindy?
Okay, so I realize that seats are, like, designed for you to be able to recline and everything, but sitting behind somebody who reclines is literally terrible. I mean, it's just like a little inconsiderate to put your chair back in someone's face just because you need to lean back.
No. That's not the reason why. I don't Cindy, no disrespect. That's not, they're reclining back because they have the opportunity to recline back because they're offered one little bit of comfort on a pretty uncomfortable trip.
Especially females, because most airline seats are based off of male's physique and especially shorter females. The seats are extremely uncomfortable because they push your head forward. So you have to lean back to be able to sit up straight. 833-287-1037. I want to know what you think. Do you think it's wrong? Now, I have had the inconsiderate person in front of you who constantly bangs their seat around when you have your tray out and all that. That's obnoxious.
That is obnoxious. And listen, when I'm on a plane and I'm cramped anyway and the person behind me decides to recline, am I like, oh, happy day? No. Do I think that person's inconsiderate? No. I think they're uncomfortable and they're taking advantage of the opportunity that chair is giving them.
Do you think we have the right to do it? 833-287-1037.
All right, you're up, Troy. What's up?
Okay, I know it's annoying when someone reclines their seat in front of you on an airplane, but it's just your right to do it. Airplanes are so uncomfortable, and that little recline is so helpful for sleeping and relaxing. And I'm going to recline every time.
The only thing I don't agree with is that it's so helpful. It's not so helpful. It's a little helpful. But,
well, it depends on the airline that you fly.
Other than that, Troy, I'm completely on board with you. 833-287-1037. Yet, those who travel a ton, air travelers, you might have a totally different opinion on that. And a reason why, and that's what we want to hear. Again, 833-287-1037. Cindy and La Mesa, we don't know you. I'm sure you're a fabulous person, but you've sparked quite a controversy this morning with this sentence.
Okay, so I realize that seats are, like, designed for you to be able to recline and everything, but sitting behind somebody who reclines is literally terrible. I mean, it's just, like, a little inconsiderate to put your chair back in someone's face just because you need to lean back.
Okay, now, I have been on a flight where someone constantly moved in. You have your tray down and your drink on your tray, and they're constantly up and down and moving things around. I agree with that. You know, you have to be aware, especially if it's time when they're serving food and drinks.
Fine.
That there is a tray table on the back of your seat.
Now, that's inconsiderate.
Yes.
Cindy, moving back 2 inches because you, quote, need to recline is certainly not inconsiderate, especially if you're provided that option with the airline that's charging you a crap ton of money to sit there.
Well, and according to, it's a big article in USA Today, too, is saying you do not have the right to recline your seat, that it is selfish and that we should not be doing it.
Boy, anybody else being tired of being told what we have the right to do anymore? I'm a little tired of that.
It's everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. 833-287-1037. Nico is in Claremont. Nico, both of Nico's parents work in the airline industry. What's your take on this, Nico?
Morning, guys. If you expect it's going to happen, you know, it's just kind of a pleasant surprise if it doesn't. So just kind of have that attitude, you know, it's going to happen. And then just kind of, if it doesn't, then you're, you know, it's a pleasant
surprise. Nico, if I'm in front of you on an airplane and I recline my seat, am I rude? Am I inconsiderate?
Not at all.
Thank you. That's all right. I want to know.
Thanks, pal. We're wondering. You bet.
Hey, how do I pronounce your name?
Josue.
Josue?
Yeah, before Tanya gets on your case about it.
Yeah, she will. Josue, reclining in an airline seat, buddy, what is your thought process?
Fine to recline, man.
Fine to recline.
I'm going to use that, by the way, if anybody complains to me. Josue said it's fine to recline.
Right,
Thank you, sir.
All right, Phil's in Escondido. So far, Phil, it's kind of an overwhelming majority of people saying it's, let's go ahead and quote Josue, fine to recline.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's a few inches. I've traveled. People in front of me recline. It's 2 inches. It's not a big deal to me. I mean,
read to Phil that headline of that article that you were reading. Whoever wrote this article completely disagrees with us, Phil.
Yeah, it says, do you have the right to recline your airline seat? No, and here's why.
Wow.
It is saying it is impolite, rude, and wrong.
All right, thanks, Phil. Take care. Jay's in Mission Valley.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your take?
Well, this is the way I look at it. When I buy my ticket, I'm not worried about hurting someone's feelings because I've had 2 back fractures, a knee replacement from being in the military. So when I get on a plane, I want to be comfortable. I'm not worried about hurting someone's feelings and if they're okay if I'm reclining my seat or not.
That's great. See, I think you 100% have a right to recline. Thank you, sir, and thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Kathy is in Escondido. Kathy, is it fine to recline, or are you a swine if you recline?
You are not a swine. It is fine, especially if you have neck injuries like myself and my husband.
Yeah, I get that, and I'm sorry about that. And you, please, take as much comfort as you need. And again, no one's laying in anybody's lap. What kind of airplane?
Well, I guess there are some seats that do go back quite a bit, but I just haven't been in one in a while.
Again, do I celebrate it when it happens? Am I like, yes, less room? No, but I also understand that we have no room.
Yeah.
And if we're given 2 inches, we're not going to take it. How is that rude or inconsiderate?
Well, I mean, if there's someone who's behind you who's a very tall person, their knees are already in the seat, I totally get that.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean,
I wouldn't do it to a person who was behind me whose knees were in
the
seat.
So you always look behind you to see the height of the person?
You can tell if somebody is there when you're pushing back on the seat. If you got to push it,
well,
somebody's up against the seat.
If someone's up against your seat, you can't recline anyway. Because they got those big knees in the back. All right. Well, anyway. Can people just lighten up? It's not rude or inconsiderate. It's just the way it is.
Everybody has to judge everything, everywhere, every time.
If they don't want you to recline, they wouldn't have the button to push back. A lot of seats don't, by the way.
Yep. Oh, gosh, those are the worst.
You know what I'd rather have than the reclining seats, by the way? Give me the headrest that curls around your head. I don't care whose head's been in there before. I just want to be...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, me too, man. It makes me feel comfortable. For whatever reason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.